Well, we have the starting lineup for you. You can hear the crowd in the background as they announce the Red Sox lineup. For the Yankees, it'll be Horace Clark leading off at second base. Catching and batting second, Jake Gibb. Mickey Mantle will be at first base and batting third. Hitting in a cleanup spot in left field, Roy White. Joe Pepitone in action today in center field, batting fifth. The shortstop batting sixth, Tommy Tresh. Bill Robinson will be in right field, batting seventh. At third base and batting eighth, Bobby Cox. And Mel Stottlemyre will be pitching and batting ninth. For the Boston Red Sox, it'll be Mike Andrews leading off and playing second base. Dalton Jones will be at first base and batting second. In left field, hitting third, leading the American League in a cinch to win his batting title for the third time, Carl Yastrzemski. Ken Harrelson will be in right field, batting cleanup. The center fielder batting fifth, Reggie Smith. Joey Foy will be at third base, batting in the sixth spot. Rico Petrocelli batting seventh and playing shortstop. Catching and hitting eighth will be Russ Gibson. And pitching and batting ninth, the big right-hander, Jim Lundborg. So Lundborg, who faced the Yankees last on September the 20th and won that ball game, by the way, 4-3, pitched a complete game, will be going. And Lundborg, coming off the operation to his knee that he incurred in a skiing accident, has 1-6 and lost 9 this year. Against the Yankees this year, he has 1-2 and lost none. In lifetime against New York, he has 8 wins and 4 defeats. So again, and throughout the broadcast, we'll be mentioning the importance of this ball game and tomorrow's for the New York Yankees in their bid to finish in the first division in the American League. They cannot finish any higher than fifth. They cannot overtake Cleveland or Boston. And there's a big battle between the Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. The Red Sox just a half game ahead of Cleveland. And Cleveland has completed their schedule, so the Red Sox have to win one of the two remaining games to finish third. But right now on Yankee Baseball, we'll pause for station identification. Well, here come the men in blue, the umpires, along with Eddie Popowski, the third base coach of the Red Sox, and now Ralph Hout, the Yankee skipper, coming out of the dugout. It'll be Jake O'Donnell calling balls and strikes, one of the two new umpires in this crew. Johnny Stevens at first, Bill Kunkel, the other new umpire at second, and Jim Hunnicek umpiring at third. Another interesting note in today's action in the American League, Denny McLain, shooting for his 32nd win of the year, will be facing Camilo Pasquale in Detroit. The Senators playing the Tigers. And McLain probably will not go the whole way as he tunes up for his opening game duel against Bob Gibson. And Bob Gibson, all he did last night was pitch his 13th shutout of the year and lower his earned run average to 1.12, a new National League record. And he betted Walter Johnson's mark of any pitcher who had pitched over 300 innings. The famed fireballer Walter Johnson had the record, but Gibson has it now. But the record is 1.01 by a pitcher way back in 1912, I believe. But he only pitched 222 innings. That was Dutch Leonard, who pitched for the Boston Red Sox right here. Not the Dutch Leonard that we know of the more modern era, who had the knuckleball. But Gibson has done a great job. The Red Sox take the field. As the Red Sox get out there and Lundborg approaches the mound, everyone has to stand now for our national anthem. with the playing of our national anthem, we're about ready to go. Frank Frassetti comes out of the Yankee dugout to coach at third, and Whitey Ford sprinting over to his first base coaching spot. And Jim Lundborg starts to loosen up. He's making his 17th start of the year, and his third against the Yankees. Another interesting note, there was a lot of speculation as to whether Earl Weaver would be rehired as manager of the Baltimore Orioles, and he has been. And I think if they had taken a vote, the vote would have been against Earl Weaver returning as manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Not by the Oriole grass, don't get me wrong, but I mean by ball players around the league and broadcasters and such. He is a little bit like Dick Williams, the skipper of the Red Sox, who is quite controversial and really chooses ball players out and doesn't care what spot he picks to chew them out. And whenever you get a manager like that, there's bound to be a little dissension on the club. But both of them have done excellent jobs. Both Earl Weaver and Dick Williams. All right, Horace Clark, swinging a couple of bats, ready to step in and lead off. Horace batting .229. Six doubles, a triple, two homers, 26 RBIs, and 16 stolen bases. And as we told you, the sun shining brightly, the wind blowing out towards right field. It will benefit the left-hand batter. It's 75 degrees as the first pitch of the ballgame is ready to come in. Lundborg with the short windup, the pitch to Clark, right down the middle, strike one call. Joey Foy way in at third base. Lundborg's next pitch, outside, 1-1. On deck, Jake Gibbs. Outfield straight away on Clark. The pitch is high, ball two, 2-1, and Lundborg is firing that ball here early in the ballgame. All right, 2-1 the count on Horace Clark. Here's Lundborg's pitch to swing and a miss. The count is even at 2-2. Last year, Jim Lundborg won 22 and lost 9. The pitch just outside, it's a full count. 3-2, but then, as we told you, injured his knee skiing in December. And he had an operation on his left knee. He bounced back a lot quicker than they thought he would. The payoff pitch, high ball four, and Clark is on with a base on ball. And the batter, Jake Gibbs. Jake hitting .215, 13 doubles, 3 triples, 3 homers, and 29 RBI. The Yankees all year have had great success with the hit and run on with Clark at first and Gibbs the batter. On deck, Mickey Mantle. The stretch by Lundborg. Throw to first base. Clark is back. Again, Foy is in at third base. The stretch. Clark leads. The pitch to Gibbs. Low and outside. Ball one. Lundborg a little bit wild on the first two Yankee hitters here in the top of the first. There's no score, nobody out. Clark at first base. The stretch. The pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-0. And now you can see Lundborg taking a little bit off his pitches, trying to get that ball over the plate. And many times that can get the pitcher in a jam. Take a little bit off your fastball or your curve to get your control, and that's when you really get creamed. So a 2-0 count. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Right down the middle. Strike ball. 2-1. All right. Lundborg stretches again. The pitch is popped in the air to shallow left field. Yastrzemski with the glasses down. Moves under it. He's got it. One away. So Gibbs trying to go to the opposite field. Pops up to left, and here's Mickey Mantle. Big hand for Mickey. And a lot of the fans starting to rise now. Every part that Mickey's been in when he's made his last appearance of the year, he's been given a standing ovation. And the talk is that Mickey today might just bat one time and leave the game. He's been bothered with a bad knee. Pitch to Mickey. Swing and a miss, strike one. And you can see it there. He swung. And the knee almost gave from under him, and he almost went down. It was not a typical Mantle cut, kind of punching at the ball. Mickey batting 237. The stretch by Lundborg. Throw to first, clocks back. The Mick has 14 doubles, a triple, 18 homers, 54 RBI. On deck, Roy White. One out. Another throw to first, and Clark back just in time. Good move by Lundborg. Now the right hander stretches. The pitch outside and high, one and one. I guess Lundborg perfected that move, pitching against the Cardinals in the World Series last year. Fellas like Brock and Flood on base. You had to keep them close. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Here it is, and it's swing and a foul tip. And again, Mickey had to use the bat as leverage to keep from going down. It's one ball, two strikes. Foy wide of third, almost playing shortstop. Clark leads away. Curve is outside, and the count is even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the stretch. There goes Clark. The pitch is popped in the air. Could be trouble, no, but Petroselli back on the outfield grass has it. And Clark has to hurry back to first. So Mantle hit one right off the hand in a shallow left center, but Petroselli was able to get back and make the play. It's two out. And the batter, Roy White. Roy batting 269, 20 doubles, 7 triples, 17 homers, and 60 runs batted in. Lundborg ready. Pitch to White, swing and a miss, strike one, and Roy was trying to go to left field that time. And Yastrzemski moves over a couple of steps to his right after he saw that swing. Clark leading, quick throw, and Clark just does get back. It looked like Clark didn't know which foot to put out first and almost stumbled back into the bag. Lundborg checks him again. The pitch is high, one and one. Dalton Jones holding the bag against Horace Clark. On deck, Joe Pepitone. There's no score here in the top of the first. There goes Clark. The pitch is swung at and missed. Throw to second. Not in time. And Clark is in with a stolen base. And man, he stole that one on Lundborg. The 17th steal of the year for Horace Clark. Roy White swung and missed that pitch. It's one ball, two strikes now on Roy. But the Yankees have a runner in scoring position with two men out. Right, Lundborg looks in for the sign. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a little bit low, and the count is even 2-2. The dirt around home plate is different than the dirt around the infield and down the baseline. It's sort of more like a reddish clay. And in the infield, it's like the beach at the sand. The sand at the beach, I mean. Heads a foul backhand out of play. Again, White trying to go to left field. And on a single to left field, it's very difficult to score in this ballpark. Of course, with a short left field wall, the left fielder can play in a lot more than he can at a big ballpark. The pitch, and it's strike three ball. White was fooled on a curveball. Called out on strike. For the Yankees, no runs, no hits, no errors, a man left. And at the end of one half inning, it's the Yankees nothing. And the Red Sox coming to bat. Well, as we told you, Andy Kosko has moved into first base. So Mickey Mantle appeared just the one time as a batter in the first inning. And he's got the bad knee. But yet Mick said, I know there's a lot of people have paid good money and have come from a long ways to see me play, so I'll get up at least once. And you could tell by the way he swung at the pitch that he was aching.
It's the newest concept in suburban living. Latham's Apartment Country Living Showcase of the Future. Lake Shore Park. Nothing like it in the Northeast. 55 acres of apartment living in suburbia. Quiet country living. Tennis courts. Two swimming pools. Fishing and boating on a 12-acre lake. Hot Point appliances and apartments of one, two, or three bedrooms starting at $165. The creators and designers of Lakeshore Park have produced a unique apartment development everyone should see. Lakeshore Park. Take exit 5 off the Northway, 2.5 miles east on Route 155. Lakeshore Park. 55 acres of helpful, luxurious, fun-filled apartments. Years in the planning. See Lakeshore Park or phone 785-1194. Rental office open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For a special appointment, call 785-1194. Lakeshore Park, a walk from Shaker High School, Route 155 East, just below Latham Circle. Or take exit 5 off the Northway.
Two balls and a strike. There's no score here in the bottom of the first inning. There's a check swing and it's low, 3-1. Actually, I took an inch away from Andrews. He's 6'3 and 195 pounds. Came up as a shortstop, moved over to second, and he's really taken over. Here's the 3-1 pitch. A bounce to the third. Just foul. Fox could not reach it. Just foul. Kicked off the wall, not in the short left field. A full count on Mike Andrews. On deck, Dalton Jones. Stottlemyre wants another sign from Jake Gibbs. Shakes him off. Now he nods his head. That's the one he wants. Here's the payoff pitch. Low ball four. He wanted the curveball, threw it, but a little bit low. So both pitchers have walked the leadoff man. Lundborg walked Clark, and now Stottlemyre walked Andrews, and here's Dalton Jones. Jones batting .235, 13 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 28 RBIs, a left-hand batter. Andy Kosko holding the runner at first. The pitch to Jones is a strike call. On deck, Carl Yastrzemski. Yankee infield in double play depth. The outfield straight away on Jones, a left-hand batter. Throw to first, but Andrews is back. Andrews has 3 stolen bases on the year. Stottlemyre stretches. The pitch, a foul at the plate, and it's strike 2. Nothing and 2 on the left-hand hitting Dalton Jones. All right, Stottlemyre nods his head. He sets. His pitch is a little bit low, a ball and 2 strikes, and Gibbs thought they had that one. Turns around and have a little chat with plate umpire Jake O'Donnell. Very briefly. Stottlemyre ready again. Andrews with a short lead. The pitch is bounced to second base. Clark has to go to first. The only play as they get Dalton Jones. It was a high, slow bouncer. Had no chance to get Andrews at second. And now here's Carl Yastrzemski. Yaz batting .304 with 32 doubles, 2 triples, 23 homers, 74 runs batted in. Yastrzemski battling to stay at or over 300. He'll be the only American League batter to do it this year. The pitch is low, Diaz, ball 1. On deck, Ken Harrelson. Andrews at second base with 1 out, no score, bottom of the first inning. Stretch by Stottlemyre. Curve foul back off the screen. 1-1. Eddie Popowski, coaching at third, picks it up, flips it in. Bobby Dorr, former great second baseman for the Red Sox for many, many years, coaching at first. Gresh shading Yastrzemski slightly towards second base. Sotomayor's pitch is low. Two balls and a strike. Walks are very important to Yastrzemski in his bid to stay over 300. It's about one base hit in this ballgame, and he'll be a cinch to finish over 300, regardless what he does the rest of the time. Low and outside, ball three, 3-1. So Stottlemyre with first base open, being very careful to Yastrzemski, even though the danger is Ken Harrelson is up next. All right, Andrews leads off second. The stretch by Stottlemyre. His pitch is strike called on the outside corner, and Yastrzemski puts his hands on his hips, turns around, picks up some dirt, fires it down on the ground, which lets us think that he wasn't too happy with that call. So it's a full count. Stottlemyre ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is. It's low, ball four, and Yastrzemski gets a base on ball. Second walk given up by Stottlemyre. He was very careful pitching to Yastrzemski. And now here's Ken Harrelson. Harrelson batting 274. 17 doubles, 4 triples, 35 homers, and leading the American League in RBIs with 109. Frank Howard had an RBI last night. So he is creeping up on Harrelson. About 3 away right now. On deck, Reggie Smith. There's no score here in the bottom of the first for the Red Sox with runners at first and second and one out. Stottlemyre ready. Pitch to Harrelson. Hit high and deep to right field. Robinson back on the warning track. He's under it. Makes the catch. Fires the ball into second. And moving to third base after tagging up is Mike Andrews. And I tell you, Harrelson hit that one in the jet stream. High to right center field. The wind carried it. But it's deep there right in front of the Red Sox bullpen. Over 400 feet. And Bill Robinson was able to make the catch. Yastrzemski held it first. Andrews at third with two out. Here's Reggie Smith. Smith having a fine year, batting 265, 36 doubles, 5 triples, 15 homers, 67 runs batted in, and 21 stolen bases. Switch hitter batting left against Stottlemyre. The pitch is on the corner, strike called. On deck, Joey Foy. Runners lead at first and third. Stottlemyre's pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Again, he nicked that outside corner. Nothing in two on Smith. That's the beautiful thing about baseball. Both these clubs going all out just as though we're a World Series game. There goes Yastrzemski. The pitch is low. Gibbs throw to second. Here comes Andrews. Throw to the plate. And they got him. They got him at the plate on a good relay from Gibbs to Tresh. Back to Gibbs. They tried the double steal. That play goes 2-6-2 to nip Andrews at the plate. And for the Red Sox, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And at the end of one full inning, it's the Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing. All right, here's Joe Pepitone. Joe did not play in last night's ballgame. Pepe batting 244, takes the strike. Joe has 8 doubles, 3 triples, 14 homers, 55 RBI. On the outside corner, strike two. Joe walks out of the batter's box, a little unhappy with that call. Reaches for the dirt, nothing in two on Pepe, 2 quick strikes on him. No score here, top of the second inning. Let Lomborg in a hurry to pitch, and Pepitone fouls one right in the Red Sox dugout. A On deck, Tommy Tresh. Lundborg's delivery, a foul on the screen. Still nothing and two on Pepe. Lundborg gets the sign. Outside with a fastball, a ball and two strikes. Again, Lundborg delivers. High and away, ball two, two and two. Though neither team has a base hit, both pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches in the first inning and here in the second. There's a pitch outside, and it's a full count, three and two. So Lundborg, who is ahead of Pepitone 0-2, has run it to a full count. And the payoff pitch. Pepe swings, fouls it back off the screen. Nobody out, nobody on. Top of the second, no score. Again, a 3-2 delivery. High ball four. And that's the second walk given up by Lundborg. It brings up Tommy Tresh. Tommy batting 198, 18 doubles, 3 triples, 11 homers, and 52 RBI. Dalton Jones holds the bag against Pepitone. Lundborg stretches. Pitch to Tresh is on the corner, strike call. On deck, Bill Robinson. No score. Lundborg ready. His pitch is outside, 1-1. Quick throw to first. Pepe is back. He didn't have too big a lead, but he was walking off there, and Lundborg just wanted to make sure he knew he was out there. He said the pitch is just outside. Two balls and a strike. Boy is on the infield grass. Rest of the infield in double play depth. The 2-1 delivery, swing and a foul tip. The count is even at 2-2. And Lundborg did not like the ball that Jake O'Donnell threw him. He wants another one. At the stretch, and the pitch is high and outside. It's a full count now, 3-2. All right, we're ready for the payoff pitch. There goes Pepe. Popped in the air. Pepitone has to hustle back. Mike Andrews, the second baseman, is under it and takes it. And right now on Yankee Baseball, we pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Howard Tupper. The once-a-year excitement of the World Series happens only here on WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady.
Bill Robinson up for the Yankees with one out. No score, top of the second. The pitch, hard ground ball, foul, just foul. I'm talking a little too loud. I'm filtering over to the TV side. I thought that was a fair ball. So did Robinson. It hit fair, a high bounce. When it landed, it was foul. But remember, it's where the ball goes over the bag after it hits fair at least once. Pepe with a short lead. The pitch to Robbie. Low, and it's 1-1. Robinson batting 233, 15 doubles, 7 triples, 6 homers, 37 RBIs. Throw to first base and Pepitone is back. Lundborg set. His pitch line, a base hit to left field. Oh, he pickled a high curveball. That's the first base hit of the ball game for either side. Lundborg got the curve up high, and Robinson really ripped one to left field. One bounce to Yastrzemski. So with runners at first and second, here's Bobby Cox. Bobby batting 230, 14 doubles, a triple, 7 homers, 40 RBI. No score in this game in the top of the second. On deck, Mel Stottlemyre. Lundborg checks Pepitone. Pitch to Cox, swing and a miss, strike one. Bobby hit one high in the nets here for a home run last night. His seventh of the year. Bobby with a big lead at first. Pepitone leading off second. Foul over the roof and out of play and back of first base. Two quick strikes on Bobby Cox. One man out. Lundborg set. Pitch is strike three called, and Cox knew it. It was a breaking pitch. He's out of there. He wanted to hang in for another strike, but you only get three this year. And it's the second strikeout for Jim Lundborg. It brings up Mel Stottlemyre, batting 146. He has three doubles, five RBIs. And now two out and two on, and no score in the top of the second. Pitch to Mel, a bouncer foul over towards the Yankee dugout. And an officer sitting down in that first row in the box seat. Makes a clean catch. Gives it to a little girl who's sitting alongside of him. With a pretty green ribbon in her hair. One strike on Stottlemyre. Oh, a curve in back of him. Mel goes down to the ground, and Gibson had a leap high to one-handed to save a wild pitch. And he gets a hand. That curve really got away from Lundborg. Lundborg, when he is pitching regularly, usually leads the league in hitting batters. Although he would not be throwing intentionally at Stottlemyre at this point in the game. Curve is high. Two balls and a strike. We had a pretty good rhubarb at Yankee Stadium with Lundborg pitching one time. I remember he and Tillotson. Oh, boy, what a battle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The count is even at 2-2. Two out, two on, no score, top of the second. The pitch is a little bit high, and it's a full count. And that time, Lundborg started to walk off the mound. So with 3-2-2 out, the runners will be going. Ready for the payoff pitch. The runners go. The swing and a miss. Strike three. Struck him out. Third strikeout for Lundborg for the Yankees. No runs, a base hit, no errors. Two men left. Now, at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing. All right, Mel Stottlemyre ready to pitch to Reggie Smith, who was at bat when the double steal backfired on the Red Sox to end the bottom of the first. And don't forget, we told you Mel is going for his 22nd win and also his 20th complete game of the year. And the last Yankee to win as many as 22 games was the Yankee first base coach now, Whitey Ford, back in 1963. And the last pitcher to have 20 complete games in one year was the Chief Allie Reynolds in 1952. All right, Reggie Smith, the batter. Stottlemyre's pitch is over, strike call. On deck, Joey Ford. The pitch by Stottlemyre. Drive to straightaway center. Well hit. Pepitone back. Reaches up. Makes the catch. On the warning track. More than 400 feet from home plate. And that was a line drive. And that was really pegged. Pepe had to really backtrack in a hurry and reach as high as he could. to make the catch, going back at full speed. So one out, and the batter Joey Foy. Foy batting .228. 18 doubles, 2 triples, 10 homers, 60 RBI. Right-hand batter has Stottlemyre's pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Rico Petrocelli on deck. Curve is in there, strike call. The next pitch, low and outside, a ball and two strikes. One out, nobody on. The curve, ground ball hit the second, takes a weird hop, but Clark over the throws to first in time. The ball hit something on the infield grass and carom to the left, but it was not hit hard, so Clark had time. And with two out, here's Rico Petrocelli. Rico hitting .236, 16 doubles, 2 triples, 12 homers, 46 RBI. Stottlemyre's pitch is a curve in there, strike one call. Fastball, low and away, 1-1. Petrocelli, as we've been telling you, has been bothered with a bad arm. Missed quite a few games at shortstop. Haven't had to see Rico throw hard in this series yet. There's a check swing and a slow ball to 2-1. Two out, nobody on, no score, bottom of the second. The Yankees and the Red Sox on the next to last day of the season. Curve, foul back, evens the count at 2-2. New ball for Stottlemyre. Well, rubbing it up. Petrocelli choking up on the bat, standing up in front of the plate. The 2-2 delivery, sidearm curve, popped high in the air, shallow left field, Thresh is back there, moving back, under it, and takes it. So the Red Sox to go down in order in the bottom of the second inning, and at the end of two full innings, it's the Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing. Well, we get ready for the top of the third inning. It'll be the top of the order for the New York Yankees. Horace Clark, Jay Gibbs, and Andy Kosko, who went in to relieve Mickey Mantle after Mickey batted in the first inning. As we told you, Mick's been bothered with a bad knee and also a bad ankle. Clark walked and stole his 17th base of the year in the first inning. Lomborg delivers to Clark, a curve that's high, ball one. Ed Hurley, former great umpire in the American League, just stopped in to say hello. The pitch is hit high in the air to straightaway center field. Reggie Smith, under it, moves back a step, makes the catch, and it's one away. And the batter now, Jake Gibbs, who popped to short left field his first time at bat. No score in this ball game. We go into the top of the third inning. One out, nobody on. Here's Lomborg's pitch to Gibbs, a curve, that's high, ball one. On deck, Andy Kosko. The pitch, ground ball to second level. Right there, Andrews scoops it up, throws to first, two out. It'll bring up Andy Kosko. Andy really hit the ball hard last night, getting two doubles. He's batting .237, has 18 doubles, a triple, 14 homers, and 57 RBI. Andy has hit in four consecutive ball games in nine of his last 11. Pitch to Kosko, outside, ball one, and Andy wants the umpire to take a look at the ball. He does, and he's going to throw it out of play. Jake O'Donnell flips it out left-handed. So Longball gets a new ball. He picks up a big chunk of red clay out in the pitcher's mound, throws it off the field. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss on a pitch way low and outside, but Andy couldn't check it. It was a bad pitch, but he had made up his mind to go for the fence and couldn't stop the swing. 1-1. Joey Foy guarding the line against Costco. Takes the strike on the outside corner. He slipped the fastball by him that time. 1-2. Lundborg takes very little time between pitches. Here it is. Strike three, call. And Costco, a little upset with that last call. That's the fourth strikeout for Lundborg as the Yankees get down in order. And at the end of 2.5 innings now, in a real pitcher's duel, it's the Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing. For the Red Sox, it'll be Russ Gibson leading off. Gibson batting 214, 11 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 18 RBIs. A right-hand batter. No score, bottom of the third. Stottlemyre's pitch is low, ball one. The 1-0 delivery is in there, strike called, 1-1. Beautiful, invigorating day up here in New England. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a low sinker. A ball and 2 strikes. Adelmeyer walks in back of the rubber, rubs up the ball. Jim Lundborg on deck. Side on pitch is a little low, evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, nobody out and nobody on. No score. The pitch, a foul to the left of the plate. Consider those fans in the first row of box seats know how to play those foul balls when they come skimming over. Now Stottlemyre walks back on the grass to rub up the ball. Well, we told you it's a beautiful day and very apropos. It's also the second birthday of Jimmy Kane, 2 years old. Son of our Bill Kane, our invaluable IBM machine up here. Our time flies. Throw bounce to the third. Cox will have to hurry. The throw to first in time just did nip him. A high, slow bouncing ball. One away, and here's Jim Lundborg, one of the better hitting pitchers in the big league. Lundborg batting 306. Two doubles, one homer, and 2 RBI. Lundborg, a right-hand batter, stands deep in the box with a closed stance. Foul, back to the screen, strike one. Mike Andrews on deck. Next pitch, a bouncing ball to shortstop. Tresh backs up on it. The long throw just did get him. And I tell you, you could see Lundborg limping a little. Had he been able to run naturally, he'd have beaten that out.
The game to
Tresh backed up to the edge of the outfield grass and just did get him. And Lundborg limping noticeably going down the line. With two out, here's Mike Andrews, who walked in the first inning, got around the third, and he and Yastrzemski tried to double steal, and Andrews was nipped at the plate on Tommy Tresh's return throw to Jake Gibbs. Two out, nobody on. Nothing, nothing in the bottom of the third. Curve is high and tight, ball one. Big ball game for both clubs. One battling for third, the Red Sox. The other battling for fifth, the Yankees. Pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch. It's in there, a breaking pitch, 2 balls and a strike. And Andrews leaning away from that one. Adelmeyer gets the sign from Gibbs, nods his head. 2-1 delivery is popped up. Shallow center field, Pepitone coming in, calling for it. And Joe makes the running catch, and we saw a little white on that ball. But he made the play, so it's 3 up, 3 down. And the score at the end of 3 full innings. The Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. In both leagues. Here there's no score as we go into the top of the 4th inning. And Roy White, who was called out on strikes his first time up, will lead it off for the Yankees. All right, Jim Lonborg ready to pitch to Roy White, who takes the curve, low ball one. Lonborg's next pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. There's been only one hit in the ballgame. That a solid single to left by the Yankees' Bill Robinson in the 2nd inning. Red Sox have had 2 base runners, both on walks. High fly, shallow center. Petrocelli back, Reggie Smith coming in. Glasses down, under it, makes the catch, and it's one away. And that brings up Pepe. Joe walked in the 2nd inning, his first time up. Lonborg and Stottlemyre each have walked 2 men. Here's the pitch to Pepe, outside, ball one. Curve is high and outside, ball two. 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is high, ball three. Pepe almost went after that high fastball. Just did stop his swing. 3-0. 1 out, nobody on, no score, top of the 4th. The 3-0 pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Tommy Tresh on deck. The 3-1 delivery. Ground ball to his right. Jones up with it. Flips to Lonborg in plenty of time, and Pepitone is out of there. 2 outs, and it will bring up Tommy Tresh. Tommy popped at 2nd base his first time up. On deck, Bill Robinson. Here's Lonborg's pitch to Tresh. Curve in there, strike call. Lonborg pitching today like the pitcher he was last year. Oh, just outside, 1-1. He came side on that time. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a high foul. Might be playable. Jones near the Red Sox dugout. Can't quite reach it. And his teammates keep him from really injuring himself as he stumbled off the top step of their dugout. Dick Williams, the skipper right there, to put an arm around Jones. It hit about 2 feet back on the top of the dugout, and he could not reach it. So Tresh gets a break. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 out, nobody on, no score, top of the 4th. The pitch, low and away, evens the count at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Tresh really fooled on that changeup. Strikeout number 5 for Lonborg. Well, the Yankees 3 up, 3 down, and the score now at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees nothing and the Red Sox nothing. Dalton Jones Bounces second his first time up, leads off here. No score, bottom of the fourth. Stottlemyre's pitch is low and away, ball one. Mel's next pitch, a curved swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. One and one to count on Dalton Jones. Here's Mel's pitch. It's a little bit low. Gets away from Jake Gibbs. Two balls and a strike. You can hear the Red Sox fans yelling that they want a hit. They have not had one as yet off Mel Stottlemyre through the first three innings. The pitch to Jones, a bounce of foul past Bobby Dorr down the right field line. And the count is even at 2-2. The Red Sox, who set a new attendance record this year, even better than last year when they won the pennant. All right, Mel gets the sign from Gibbs. Now he's ready. Rocks back. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a good sinker. And for Stottlemyre, that's his first strikeout of the ballgame. It brings up Yastrzemski, who walked his first time up. Still batting at 304. American League batting champion is just to see what he will hit by the end of the year. The pitch to Yastrzemski, inside, ball one. Yastrzemski can afford to be careful and hit at nothing but good pitches, so base on balls will help him keep that average above 300. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. What makes Carl such a dangerous hitter is his ability to hit to the opposite field with power. He's a left-hand batter, but he can hit the left field. On the inside corner, strike two, call. One ball, two strikes. And boy, Mel set him up for that pitch. He hit the outside corner with a sinker that was breaking away for Yastrzemski. And with Carl leaning that way, he whistled one on the inside corner. And Yastrzemski had swung, he'd hit it right off the hand. So now it's one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, a curve low, and it evens it up at 2-2. With one out, nobody on, and no score in the bottom of the fourth. Stottlemyre, unlike Lomborg, not pitching as rapidly as the big right-hander. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Outside and low, ball three, 3-2. Another full count on you, as he had a full count his first time up. Yastrzemski now with 117 base on balls. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside, he walked him again and make that 118 base on balls. And right now on Yankee Baseball, we pause for station identification. Harrelson, who fly deep to right center field, his first time up the batter. Yastrzemski at first with one out, no score in the game. Quick throw over, Yastrzemski is back. Carl has 13 stolen bases on the year. And remember, he'll be going all out, the Red Sox, with a very good chance of finishing third. The stretch. Pitch to Harrelson is low, ball one. Bullpens are well stocked today, though there's no activity out there right now, as there shouldn't be, with both Lomborg and Stottlemyre really breezing along. Kremke leads away. Stottlemyre's pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. There's been a lot of shaking of the heads down there today by the hitters on some of the calls. Jake O'Donnell, one of the brand new umpires in the American League, calling balls and strikes today. Here's the stretch. Pitch is low and inside, two balls and a strike. Outfield deep on Harrelson. He has 35 homers and 109 RBIs. Stretch. The pitch is on the inside corner, strike two, 2-2. And this time, Harrelson steps back and has a little chat with Jake O'Donnell. Walks out in front of the plate, kicks dirt around. Meanwhile, Gibbs swings his arms around in anticipation of Yastrzemski possibly trying to steal a base. No score, bottom of the fourth inning. Mel Reddy. The pitch, ground ball up the middle, a base hit, the first of the game. You sprint around second. He's going to third. Pepico's throw comes in to second base. All the Red Sox with runners at first and third. One out in the batter, Reggie Smith, a tough man to double up. No score in the ball game. That's the first hit for the Red Sox with one out here in the bottom of the fourth off Mel Stottlemyre. Yastrzemski at third, Harrelson at first. Reggie Smith, who lined hard and deep to center field his first time up. On a ground ball, the Yankees will really have to go to double up Smith. The pitch, ground ball, foul. Hasso grabbed it just outside of first base. Actually, that was a break for the Yankees, because Yastrzemski would have scored had the ball been fair. He had a good jump coming down the line. On deck, Joey Foy. Each team now with one base hit. The pitchers have been in complete control of this ball game. All right, here's the stretch by Mel. The pitch, ground ball hit the second. They'll never get two. They get the runner at second, but that's all in a run scores. And the Red Sox lead 1-0 on the fourth play. From clock to stretch, an RBI for Reggie Smith. His 68th of the year as Yastrzemski scores, and the Red Sox lead 1-0. Here's Joey Foy, bounced to second base his first time up. Reggie Smith at first has 21 stolen bases. Foy, the batter, has 26. So Reggie Smith, good lead at first base. Two men are out. Here's the stretch by Stottlemyre. Pitch out. They thought he might be going, but Smith was not. He made a pretty good bluff. Ball one. Red Sox one. Yankees nothing in the bottom of the fourth. At the end of two full innings now, it's Washington nothing and the Tigers nothing. McLean looking for number 32. There's a curve low, and it's ball two, 2-0. Costco holds the bag against Reggie Smith. Stottlemyre stretches. There goes Smith. The pitch is low. Gives his throw. Wide, and Smith is in with a stolen base. His 22nd of the year. Gibbs had to get that low curveball out of the dirt and throw in a hurry, and it was wide. Horace Clark had a reach to his left, and Smith slid in with the stolen base. It's 3-0 now on Joey Foy, and let's see if he gets the green light. Red Sox lead 1-0. Stretch by Stottlemyre. The pitch, he swings and pops it up. Tommy Craig moving back on the outfield grass, is under it and takes it. But the Red Sox come up with a run on just one hit, their first hit of the game, no Yankee errors, and a man left. And the score at the end of four full innings, the Red Sox won, the Yankees nothing. Well, the Yankees in the top of the fifth, trail now 1-0. And Bill Robinson, who has the only Yankee hit, will lead it off. He lined a single to left field in the second inning. Jim Lundborg on the mound for the Red Sox. At the end of three now, it's Washington nothing and Detroit nothing. Pitch by Lundborg, popped high in the air alongside third. Joey Foy has got the room in foul territory, makes the catch, and it's one away. That'll bring up Bobby Cox, who was called out on strikes his first time up. And on deck, Mel Stottlemyre. Curve is over to Bobby Cox, who is bluffing a bunch, strike one. Lundborg back quickly. Fastball is low, 1-1. These scouts all over the ballpark, wherever you go, today, Sal Magley, Frank Malzone around. Curve is high, two balls and a strike. One out, nobody on. 1-0, the Red Sox are leading in the top of the fifth. The pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Petrocelli has it. Flips it to first in time, and you can see Petrocelli is still not throwing right. But he got rid of the ball in a hurry. And it's two away. It'll bring up Mel Stottlemyre. Mel struck out swinging his first time up. Time is called, and there is a young girl running out to left field to shake the hand of Carl Yastrzemski. Carl shakes it, and now she's going to run to center field, and she is a little plump, and it's taken her a long time to get out there. Now she's going to shake hands with Reggie Smith, and now she's going to run to right field if she can make it. And it looks like she might. She hasn't stopped. I said it looks like slow motion, but she's going over. And the Hawk, Ken Harrison, shakes her hand. And now she's going to go out. And last night we had quite a bit of that here at Fenway Park. And I'll tell you, she's about ready to go home and take a long nap after that run. She climbs over the fence. Never have we seen anybody from the female sex go out on the field and shake hands with ball players as they have up here in Boston. There's a swing and a miss by Stottlemyre, strike one. Lundborg's pitch is in there, strike two, nothing and two. The Red Sox lead 1-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch, a curve outside, a ball and two strikes. Lundborg has struck out five in the ballgame. The pitch, and it's low, 2-2. He had Mel fooled on a curveball, but a little bit low. On deck, Horace Clark. The pitch, strike three, called, and Stottlemyre strikes out for the second time. That's six strikeouts for Lundborg. Three up, three down for the third inning in a row, and at the end of four and a half, it's now the Red Sox 1, the Yankees nothing. And as a modern-day ball player will be spending his offseason in different ways, we've got one of our modern-day announcers coming on now. Big Frank Messer, who is in the swing of the things, mod clothes, long sideburns, long hair. Not really, Frank, but you're with us today with that tie, I'll tell you. Here he is, Frank Messer.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, and thanks for noticing. Here we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Boston Red Sox lead it off with Rico Petrocelli. And the first pitch, outside, ball one. Petrocelli popped up to Tresh at short his first time up. Stottlemyre deals again, and he fouls this one at the plate. One ball and one strike. Petrocelli, a young man right now that has a big question mark in his mind, and that question mark is the pain he bears day by day in his right elbow. And hit for distance. Stottlemyre throws. He checks his swing on it. Two balls and one strike. Petrocelli this year is not having an up-to-par season as far as he's concerned. His batting average is down to .236. Nonetheless, he has 12 homers, 46 runs batted in. 2-1 pitch to him. It's high, ball three. Petrocelli started this season with a major league batting average of .244, .259 last year, and he hit 17 home runs, had 18 homers the year before. He hits this one high in the air to shallow left. Coming on for it is Roy White. Still coming and makes the catch, and White was having a little battle that time. Sun is out bright right now. There have been scattered clouds throughout the course of this game, and from time to time the shadows hang over the ballpark, but right now the sun is very bright, and Roy White was battling that sunshine just a bit. Petrocelli retired, one out, and here is Russ Gibson, the catcher. Gibson grounded out to third base his first time up. Takes this pitch inside, ball one. Boston Red Sox leading by a score of 1-0. There's the windup in the pitch. High. Two balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre has given up three walks, and one of them cost him the run. That was in the fourth when Yastrzemski reached on a walk. Moved to third on a base hit and scored on an infield out. Swing and a miss by Gibson, and the count is two balls and a strike to him. Gibson battling his way up to the Red Sox after 10 years in the minor league. Two-one pitch. It's low ball three. Gibson got in 40 games with the Red Sox last year. Swings to this one. Ground ball in the hole and through into left field. Base hit. Roy White scoops it up, and Gibson is on with the second hit of this ball game. Second hit for the Red Sox. Yankees have one hit, single by Bill Robinson. Here's the pitcher, Jim Lomborg. Lomborg grounded out to Tresh, a shortstop, his first time up. Bats as he throws, right-handed. 6'5", 200-pounder. Whereas the bunt and ducks a high inside pitch, ball one. Lomborg set a low bridge Stottlemyre a while ago. Mel deals. There's a bunt. First base side of the mound. Stottlemyre's going to make the throw to second. He's out at second base. They've got Gibson. Good throw and good play by Stottlemyre. Fresh covering, and Gibson is out at second base. There, Stottlemyre was taking into consideration the fact that Gibson is not the speediest of men. Had there been, say, a Reggie Smith at first base or a Mike Andrews, I doubt that they would have tried that play. But with Gibson, Stottlemyre fired at the second and got him. So there are two down. Lomborg at first on the fielder's choice and Mike Andrews the batter. Mike has walked and flied to center. He takes the pitch low and outside, ball one. Andrews is a big man as infielders go. 6'3", right at 200 pounds. Longmore, big lead at first. Costco is backed off. Pitch. He takes a low outside, ball two. Red Sox leading by a score of 1-0. There are two outs. Lomborg, the runner at first, has a word with Coach Bobby Dorff. Costco comes in a step, but still plays behind the bag and just inside the foul line against Mike Andrews. And Andrews steps out. Time called. Something had blown up in his eye. Stottlemyre was already in the motion and threw the pitch. But it is ruled no pitch, as plate umpire Jake O'Donnell had called time at Andrews' last second request. The pitch to him. Strike called. Of the regulars, Andrews is the third leading hitter on the club, behind Yastrzemski at 304 and Harrelson at 274. Andrews pulls the bat across the plate, chokes up a bit now. The pitch to him, hit on the ground to third. It's a foul ball as Cox gets to it. Count is two balls and two strikes. The Minnesota Twins and the Oakland A's play tonight in Oakland. The White Sox and the Angels play tonight in Anaheim, California. Baltimore and Cleveland wound up their season last night. Washington and Detroit are scoreless in the fourth inning in the only other afternoon game in the American League. 2-2 pitch to Andrews. It's low ball, 3-1 count. So now Lomborg will get the jump. He can leave with the pitch. Stottlemyre, short stretch, comes set. Lomborg goes. The pitch is taken low and outside. Ball four. Andrews is on, and Lomborg moves to second. That is the fourth walk given up by Mel Stottlemyre. And it brings up Dalton Jones, the left-hand hitting first baseman. Two on with two gone. Jones has grounded out to Clark at second and struck out swinging. That's the only strikeout for Stottlemyre in the game. He takes high, ball one. Red Sox in front, 1-0. Next to last game of the 1968 season for both these teams. So look back to second. Stottlemyre's pitch to Jones is low. Two balls and no strikes. Sure, Phil told you that Dennis McClain is pitching this afternoon for the Detroit Tigers. There's a strike call, knee high. Salt McClain and Gibson are the starters in Wednesday's first World Series game. Gibson will be working with one extra day's rest or a half a day. He pitched last night. There's a bouncer down the first base side. It's a foul ball as it comes to Costco. So all the runners will go back and the count is evened up. Two balls, two strikes on Dalton Jones. Stottlemyre, hoping for win number 22, delivers. Jones hits the ground ball. That goes through in the right field. Base hit. Lomborg on his way home. Robinson throws from right. He's safe at the plate. On the throw, Jones goes to second. Mike Andrews at third. And now the Red Sox lead 2-0. Base hit number two. Well, check that. Base hit number three for Boston. Run number two. And the batter now is Yastrzemski. They'll put him on. An intentional walk coming up to Carl Yastrzemski. It will be the third time he has walked. The crowd reacts. They don't like to see their big man walk. Mickey Mantle has a feeling that just what we're seeing here, the intentional walks, and sometimes, even though the pitches are not made outside with the catcher stepping out, a walk is also intentional. The pitcher just not giving the big hitters anything to hit. Mickey feels that that is a big reason for the low batting averages this year. And with the bases loaded, here comes Hawk Harrelson. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in this game. The Red Sox win this game. They are assured of a third-place finish. And third place means money. Crowd is suddenly alive as Harrelson stands in with the bases loaded. Full windup by Mel and the pitch to him is lined
into the knockdown by Trice. He didn't hold it. And here's the throw coming home as they try to get two runs in on it. And out at the plate, is Dalton Jones. A line drive, knocked down by Tresh. And Tresh will be charged with an error on it. The ball hit in his glove and popped out. And on that, Andrews scored from third to make it 3-0. Dalton Jones tried to score all the way from second on the play, and he was thrown out, Tresh to give. No run batted in. An error charge to Tresh. And so in the inning, the Red Sox score two runs on two hits, a Yankee error, and two men left on base. At the end of five, the score is Boston 3 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Say, have you noticed something lately about your present brand of beer? You're having a couple of cold glasses, and that second glass just doesn't taste quite as good as the first. Well, maybe it's time you switched to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades. Pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. Try it, and you'll agree.
Schaefer is the one thing you have when you're having more than one.
Listen to John Dyson.
My Model Rural Regions program, by effectively coordinating all governmental assistance in rural areas, would eliminate overlapping federal programs and cut through red tape. By using the ideas of local citizens, the program would be a major step toward returning government to the people. If we can bring the promise of America to our rural regions, the rural regions will restore the promise of America.
Elect John Dyson, Congressman.
The preceding paid for by the Citizens for Dyson.
Yankees down 3-0 now, and Horace Clark steps in. Hart takes low, ball one. It's a fly ball out in the deep right center field. Backboard is Harrelson, back to the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch. Harrelson actually, I think, caught that one over the wall in front of the bullpen. Made the one-hand stab of it. And Horace Clark is retired on a long, long fly ball to Harrelson in right center. Right now on New York Yankee Baseball, let's pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Howard Tupper. The once-a-year excitement of the World Series happens only here on WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady.
Jake Gibbs steps in. He's 0-2. Flied to left and grounded out to second. Jim Lomborg rocks and fires. Gibbs swings and misses. No balls, one strike. Red Sox now with three runs on three hits. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. Lomborg brings it again, and Gibbs takes it for a strike two. Of Lomborg's six wins this year, two have come against the Yankees. He is 2-0 against the Yankees. He deals. Gibbs hits a ground ball to first. Dalton Jones has it. He'll make the play unassisted. The batter now is Andy Kosko, who was called out on strikes, his only other time up. Mickey Mantle started the game at first base, but it was intended that Mickey start and just bat once because of a knee and ankle injury that is very aggravating to him. But Mickey actually did not play any first base. He batted in the first inning, popped up to the shortstop, and then Kosko came on to play first base, so Andy's hitting third. He checks his swing and takes low outside for a ball one. Jim Lomborg rocks back on the left foot, kicks it high and deals. Change curve, high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Roy White is on deck. Should Kosko get aboard? The Yankees have but one base hit in this game. Lomborg throws. Kosko pops it up. Behind the plate. Here comes Gibson. He's got a play on it. Tosses the mask away. Makes the catch. And the side is returned. And for the fourth inning in a row, the Yankee batters go out in order. Nothing across. And at the end of 5.5, the score, the Boston Red Sox 3 and the New York Yankees, nothing.
If you're not taking part in Atlantic's big fun event, On the Go, it's not too late to join in. You can win big prizes like a new Camaro, a color TV, a luxurious mink jacket, Polaroid camera, wristwatch, even cash up to $1,000. All you have to do to play is to stop in at any participating Atlantic station. Pick up a free On the Go coupon. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can play. And you don't have to buy a thing. Each time you stop by, pick up another coupon. Keep on collecting. The more you have, the easier it is to win. Each on-the-go coupon gives you four different ways to make a winning match. Just match any one of the four sides to another on-the-go coupon and claim your prize. There are thousands of prizes to win, so you can be a winner, too. Join the fun and play Atlantic's on-the-go. It's always been a good idea to keep on-the-go with Atlantic, and now it's a great idea to play on-the-go with Atlantic.
Well, the Yankees finding Jim Lomborg very, very tough this afternoon. Mel Stottlemyre has pitched a tough ball game himself. He's given up with three hits, but he is behind 3-0 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Reggie Smith leads off for the Boston Red Sox, switch hitting center fielder. He's 0-2 in this game, swings and misses on a curveball, strike one. There's a high fly ball out into straightaway right field. Bill Robinson glasses down, is under it, has it. One out and Joe Foy becomes the batter. Joe Foy has grounded out to Clark and popped up to Trish in two trips. Stottlemyre throws. He swings and misses, strike one. On deck is Rico Petrocelli. One out, nobody on. Mel Fitch hit foul over toward the Yankee dugout. No balls and two strikes. Stottlemyre pumps high. The pitch hit on the ground at short. Trish backs off, plays it on a chest high hop, guns it over to Kosko at tin time at first base. Two outs. Red Sox scored on a walk, a single, and an infield out in the fourth inning. Got two runs on two hits, a walk, and an error by Tresh in the fifth. Two of the four men, Stottlemyre has walked, have scored. The windup in the pitch. Petrocelli fouls it at the feet of Jay Gibbs. Petrocelli has popped to short and flied to left. Next pitch to him. Over but low. The count evens at 1-1. Ground ball hit sharply at third. Cox has it deep. Makes the throw. It's in time at first base and the side is retired. Three up, three down. Nothing across for the Boston Red Sox. And at the end of six full innings of play, the score here at Fenway Park, the Red Sox 3 and the Yankees nothing. That Washington-Detroit game is now in the sixth inning, scoreless, with Camilo Pascual pitching for Washington and Dennis McClain trying for win number 32 for Detroit. Tonight, Chicago at California, and in a twilight game, Minnesota at Oakland. In the National League, at
the game continues at the beginning of
the end of five innings, the Mets 2 and the Phillies nothing. Johnson pitching for Philadelphia, and Jerry Koosman trying for win number 19 for the Mets. And that young man has had a fine season. At the end of three and a half innings, San Francisco 2, Cincinnati 2, with Gaylord Perry pitching for the Giants, Gary Nolan for Cincinnati. In Wrigley Field in Chicago, Ferguson Jenkins is trying to become a 20-game winner this afternoon, but he is trailing Pittsburgh 2-1. Steve Glass on the hill for Pittsburgh. He's 118. That ball game in the bottom half of the fourth. Pittsburgh leading 2-1. Tonight, Los Angeles plays in Atlanta. And in an afternoon game at St. Louis, it is the Cardinals 2 and the Houston Astros nothing. Don Wilson pitching for Houston. Steve Carlton started for St. Louis. Pitched five innings with Hughes coming on in the sixth. Well, there Carlton could very well be the Cardinals' starter in Thursday's World Series game. Gibson, of course, expected to start Wednesday's game, pitched last night. Carlton pitching this afternoon, you would think possibly Carlton would be the second game starter. Although that will be up to Mr. Shane Dean, whether it will be Carlton, Nelson Bryles, Ray Washburn. Roy White leads off the top of the seventh. First pitch to him, a ball outside. Red Sox, three runs, three hits. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. Next pitch, high, 2-0. Lomborg has walked two. He has struck out six. He has allowed just one hit, a single by Bill Robinson. Line drive to left field, solidly hit. Ball three is high to Roy White. Right now, a bright, sunshiny afternoon here in Boston. The windup in the pitch to White. He takes a strike, 3-1. Lomborg working quickly. Fires it in. Ball four is outside. So White is on with a leadoff walk. Base on balls number three off the right-hander Jim Lomborg. And now we see a jacket or two coming off in the Red Sox bullpen. Joe Pepitone steps in. Pepitone has walked and grounded out to first base. He takes the ball one. Looks like Lee Stang and Sparky Lyle. Stang a right-hander and Lyle a left-hander begin warming for Boston. 1-0 pitch to Pepitone. He takes high. Two balls and no strikes. And now Gibson requests time and goes out to the mound. Lomborg now getting his pitches high. How about that Bob Gibson last night? Pitched a 1-0 shutout, his 13th shutout and 22nd win. Here's the pitching coach of the Red Sox coming on the field, Darryl Johnson, going out to check on Lomborg. And pitching his shutout last night, Bob Gibson set a new all-time National League record for lower in run average. Johnson heads back. Gibson wound up the season with an earned run average of 1.12, breaking the record of 1.22 in Gilbert Alexander, who set that one in 1915 with the Philadelphia Phillies. Pepitone looks at a pitch down low, and the count is 3 balls and no strikes on Joe Pepitone. And there's ball four. Pepitone walks on 4 pitches. White goes to second. Pepitone on at first and Tresh the batter. Four walks now up Lomborg. Second time Pepitone has drawn a walk. Tommy Tresh has popped up and struck out. He's 0-2. Bill Robinson moves out on deck. Boston bullpen works harder. And here's the pitch to Tresh. He takes a strike call. Lindy McDaniel begins warming up now in the Yankee bullpen. Boston leads 3-0. Yankees have the tying run at the plate. There's a ball, and the count evens 1-1 on Tresh. Jim Lomborg. 6 wins this year, 2 off the Yankees. Ready and deals. Tresh fouls it back into the seat. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Tommy Tresh. Lomborg gets stepped back off the rubber. Now back on top of the hill, looking down to Russ Gibson. That's just above the belt. The kick and the pitch to Tresh. Check swing and it's a ball. Low and inside. Count is even up. 2-2. Roy White at second. Joe Pepitone at first. Good speed on the bases. And at the plate. Red Sox infield in a couple of steps for the double play. Set by Lomborg. 2-2 pitch to Tresh. Outside and high. Ball three. A full count. Good lead at second and first. The pitch fouled back out of play. The runners were holding. Yankees hopeful of getting something started here. Nobody out. 2 men on. 3-2 to Tresh. He hits a fly ball out into right center. Moving over for it. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. He's got it. Roy White tags that second, racing for third. And the throw is just saved from going into the Yankee dugout by Lomborg. He falls in, but he's all right. Both runners move up. Reggie Smith, who has a great arm, just showed the one problem with that great arm. The lack of accuracy. It is so strong. But sometimes when he uncorks a throw, he has no idea where it's going. And that throw would have gone into the Yankee dugout behind third on the fly had it not been for Lomborg, who grabbed it on the top step, lost his balance, tumbled in, but was all right. He reached up with one hand, grabbed the roof to steady himself just a bit. The runners both move up. Bill Robinson steps in with runners at second and third, one out. Robbie has the Yankees' only hit in this ballgame, a single, his first time up. The pitch to him. Curveball is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Gibson. Roy White at third. Joe Pepitone at second. One out. Red Sox leading 3-0 here in the seventh inning. Lomborg, full motion. Kicks and fires. Robinson hits a fly ball out into right field. Harrelson moving over under it. Runners are tagged. Harrelson's throw comes to the infield as White scores and Pepitone goes to third. So the Yankees at the plate for the first time in this ball game. It's now 3-1. Credit Bill Robinson with a run butted in on his sacrifice fly. For Robinson, his 38th run batted in. Bobby Cox with two outs and Pepitone at third. Cox has been called out on strikes and grounded out to shortstop. Takes a strike, belt high. Rocky Colavito has come out on deck to bat for Stottlemyre if Cox gets on. Bobby takes strike two. Well, the Yankees with a run here in the seventh without a base hit. Lomborg to the windup. Kicks and deals. Cox takes a check swing and it's a ball to left side. And the 1-2 pitch. Lined out toward left center, and it is going to be in for a base hit. Reggie Smith knocks the ball down, has to chase it now. Cox on his way to second. He's in standing. Pepitone scores to make it a 3-2 ball game. A double for Bobby Cox. And now Colavito stepping in to bat for Mel Stottlemyre. Colavito is hitting .222. Five home runs and 13 runs batted in as a Yankee. Only the second hit of the game for the Yankees. The double by Bobby Cox. For Cox, his 15th two-bagger and 41st run batted in. Colavito looks at a pitch low and outside. Ball one. Lee Stang and Sparky Lyle throwing in the Boston bullpen. Lindy McDaniel will come on for the Yankees as Stottlemyre is now out of the game for the pinch hitter Colavito. Here it comes. It's low. Unless the Yankees can score two more runs here in the seventh inning, Mel Stottlemyre will not be able to get his 22nd win. Here we go. Lomborg pitch to Rocky. Foul back off the facing of the press box just to our right. Two balls and one strike to Colavito. A 3-2 ball game. Red Sox leading by a run. Red Sox three runs, three hits. The Yankees two runs, two hits. Talk about getting mileage out of your base hit. Colavito digs in with the right foot, lays the bat across the plate, points it out at Lomborg. Big right-hander comes set, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, and he went from the heels on it. Colavito threw everything he had into it. Two balls and two strikes. Baseman Mike Andrews playing Colavito very deep. He's back on the grass and almost behind second. 2-2 pitch will be coming. Here it comes. And it's high inside, and Colavito goes down on one knee. Full count, 3-2. Bobby Cox at second. Two outs, two runs home. Lomborg taking lots of time now with a 3-2 pitch coming to Colavito. It's on the way, and it's fouled back off the mask of Jake O'Donnell, the plate umpire. Colavito had stepped out, now steps back in, finds that toe hold with his right foot, and dug quite a little trench down there. Well, up on the plate, waving the bat back and forth, pointing it at Lomborg. The big right-hander sets at the belt. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Colavito strikes out, and the side retires. The Yankees get two runs on one hit. There were no errors, the man left. And now at the end of the top of the seventh, the score is Boston 3 and New York 2.
Next time you drive in at any Atlantic station for gasoline, you might drive out a winner of a new Camaro or a mink jacket or one of thousands of other prizes. It's all part of Atlantic's great new way to match for prizes and cash. It's called On the Go. And if you're not already playing, it's not too late to start. No purchase is necessary to play or to win. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can pick up an On the Go coupon each time he visits a participating Atlantic station. And every coupon gives you not one, but four ways to win. If only one side of your coupon matches the picture on another coupon, you're a winner. That's why On the Go is different. With four ways to win, it multiplies the fun as it multiplies your chances to make a match. You can win big prizes or even cash up to $1,000. So play On the Go. You might be the next big winner. Start collecting your On the Go coupons today.
Lindy McDaniel comes on to pitch for the Yankees. Mel Stottlemyre went six innings, gave up three runs on three hits, walked four, and struck out only one. So Stottlemyre, who was hoping to become a 22-game winner, will not be able to do so. And unless the Yankees come back and tie this one or win it, he could go down to his 13th defeat.
Here is today's attendance.
The attendance figure is being announced.
25,534.
I'm sure you heard that. 25,534. As he comes into this game, Lindy McDaniel has an earned run average of 1.88. A record of 3 wins, 1 loss, and 9 saves. He has been greatly responsible for the Yankees being able to play 500 ball this year. You know, we were talking a moment ago about Gibson setting a new National League earned run average record with a 1.12 after last night's shutout. Gibson broke the Major League ERA record for pitchers who had worked 300 or more innings. Walter Johnson held that mark, 1.14, in 1913 with the Washington Senators. Gibson's ERA, as he wound up the season, was 1.12. However, the overall Major League record, as they keep the record book, is owned by Dutch Leonard of the Boston Red Sox, an ERA of 1.01. He pitched 222 innings. Russ Gibson leads off against Lindy McDaniel, the hard-throwing, tall right-hander who also has the forkball. McDaniel to the windup, and here's the pitch. It is low and gets through Jake Gibbs to the backstop. Gibson is 1-for-2 in this ballgame. He got his base hit in the fifth inning when the Red Sox scored twice. A swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. Williams coming out for a little conference with the plate umpire, Jake O'Donnell. Evidently, McDaniel may have been doing something there that Williams did not think was correct. There's the windup, and here's the 1-1 pitch. It's a strike call, shoulder high on the inside corner. And the pitch again, high. Count evens up at 2-2. Two to Gibson. Check swing. It's low ball three. Daniel throws, and there's a foul. Pumped back and just off the facing of the roof over the press box. And now Dick Williams is coming out to first base umpire John Stevens with a complaint. And now he is walking down toward the plate as Bobby Doerr talks to the first base umpire. And in comes Jim Honacek, the umpire in chief of this crew, from third. And let's see if we can figure out what the problem is. I'm sure it has something to do with McDaniel, but just what? I could not tell you. Honacek now goes on, and unless it's McDaniel's hose, his stockings, I don't know. He's looking down at his feet. Williams still not satisfied. Honacek had gone out to the mound, took a look, and he was looking down at Lindy's shoe or his leg. McDaniel wears his stirrups down very, very low. I would say would have no bearing on his pitching motion. I see what it is now. They are perhaps, they are claiming now that he is not taking the sign, perhaps, or kicking correctly off the pitching rubber. And now Ralph Houck has gone out. McDaniel with his right foot showing Honacek the way he's been kicking off, and that seems to be what Williams is complaining about, that McDaniel may not be right back on the rubber, that he may be kicking off just in front of it. At any rate, there's a 3-2 count on Russ Gibson, and once again, we're ready to go. Let me see what I can see with McDaniel's foot now. He is completely on the rubber. There's a foul at the plate. From up here, I can see nothing wrong. But evidently, Dick Williams did and came out three times. Whether he's satisfied or not, he is back in the dugout. McDaniel ready to work. Kicks and deals. One hopper right back to the pitcher. Lindy has it. Throws over to Costco at first, and that is all for Gibson. And now pitcher Jim Lombard. We won't know for sure until somebody can talk to him about it. But the only, like I said, the only thing I could figure was that Williams claiming Lomborg was just in front of the rubber when he delivered. He fires down low to Lomborg. There's a swing and a miss. First pitch was low, but Lomborg committed himself on it. The count is nothing and two on the scoreboard. On deck, Mike Andrews. Boston leading by a score of 3-2. McDaniel fires, and Lomborg swings and misses strike three. Sort of a half-hearted swing that time. Another two out, nobody on, and Mike Andrews steps in. Andrews has walked twice, flied to center. He's scored a run. Takes down low. We told you two of the four men walked by Two of the five men walked by Stottlemyre, came in to score.
Time is called, and Dick Williams has been thrown out of the game for protesting something from the dugout. He was waving a towel down there, and evidently that motion was enough to get him caught. He is out now to argue with Honachek. Honachek giving just about as good as he is taking from Dick Williams. They are nose-to-nose on the infield grass. And now Honachek starts to walk away, and again, Williams points to the pitching rubber. Dick Williams evidently claiming that McDaniel is delivering with his foot not on the rubber. Williams is walking Honachek all the way over to third. And they still with him. And now Honachek turns around and points toward the dugout and says, Mr. Williams, you can find the exit through the first base dugout. The argument breaks up. So right now, New York Yankee baseball, let's pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Howard Tupper. The once-a-year excitement of the World Series happens only here on WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady.
There's a one ball, no strike count on Mike Andrews. Dick Williams trying to say something to John Stevens, the first base umpire, as he comes back toward the dugout, but Stevens just turned his back on him. Williams has flung the towel out of the dugout on the field. So Dick Williams, the Boston Red Sox manager, has been ejected from the ballgame. The windup by McDaniel and the pitch to Andrews is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two nothing pitch, taken for a strike, 2-1. Red Sox are leading by a score of 3-2 here in the bottom half of the seventh. Two outs and nobody on. McDaniel's next pitch, check swing, bouncer off the third base side. They let it roll, it's a foul ball. That would have been a tough play to make for McDaniel or Gibbs. They let the ball roll, and it rolled foul. Andrews comes back with a two-ball, two-strike count. The halftime football score of interest, I'm sure, to a lot of people. Purdue leading Notre Dame 23-14. Two-two pitch to Andrews. Drill deep to left field. It's either going to be caught or off the wall. It's caught by Roy White, who went back to the base of the scoreboard, put the glove high and caught it. Well, Andrews is retired on a long fly ball to left. White committed himself on it. Roy had a chance to catch it and did so. Three up, three down, nothing across. At the end of seven, the score is Boston 3 and New York 2.
Tipperillo asked the American people what they thought of the world's first menthol cigar. New Tipperillo M with menthol.
Pardon me, sir, for interrupting you while you're watering your lawn there. How does the idea of a menthol cigar sound to you?
Menthol cigar?
Yes, sir. Sir, watch the host. It meant...
Sir!
Excuse me, sir. May I ask you a question while your dog is looking over the rhododendron? How does a menthol cigar sound to you?
Menthol cigar?
Huh?
Sick him, boy.
Then we got wise and didn't mention menthol.
Sir, would you mind trying this great new cigar?
What's so good about it?
Well, here, let me just light it up for you.
Hey, that is good.
Good.
It's cool.
Cool?
Tastes mild, you know. What's it called?
Well, I think we're going to have to call it the great taste. It sounds terrible. New Tipperillo M with menthol.
Hey, why are you so nervous?
First Clark in the top of the order come up for the Yankees as we go to the eighth inning. Clark has walked, flied to center, and flied to right. He is 0-2 officially. Al Downing is throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Stang and Lyle in the Boston bend. The windup in the pitch by Lundborg, a strike call on the outside part of the plate to Horace Clark. Gibbs on deck and then Cocko. 0-1 pitch.
Low inside. One ball, one strike. Ron Borg has stepped back in the grass, rubbing on the baseball. Climbs up on the mound again. Takes the sign with both feet on the rubber. Kicks and throws. Bouncing ball is hit to the shortstop, Petruccelli. He's got it on two hops, makes the throw to first. It's in time. One away. And now Jake Gibbs. Gibbs is 0 for 3. The Yankees have only two base hits off Longboard. A single by Robinson and a double by Cox. Jake gets a high fly ball out into left center. Reggie Smith is over for it. The center fielder makes the catch. There are two down. Two outs and nobody on. The batter is Andy Kosko. Kosko is 0 for 2. Replaced Mickey Mantle at first base after Mantle batted and popped up in the first inning. Von Borg's pitch in the dirt, bounces away from Gibson, ball one. The look in for the sign, and the 1-0 pitch, strike is called. Here to be a slider over the outside corner. One and one. One delivery.
Drill deep to left field. This one is high enough. It is deep enough. It is a home run for Kosko to tie it up 3-3. And now Roy White, 0 for 2, walked and scored in the seventh. Pitch to him is high. Von Borg deals, White takes a strike. Shoulder high on the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike to Roy. Downing continues to throw out on the Yankee bullpen. White fouls one back, and it's just off the facing of the press box to our right. One ball and two strikes to Roy White. Longborg rocks and fires way outside with a changeup, and the count is 2-2. Yankees, 3 runs, 3 hits. The Red Sox, 3 runs, 3 hits. Next pitch. Hit on the ground to the second baseman, Andrews. He's got it. Over to Jones, in time, side return. The Yankees tied up, though, on the home run by Kosko. And at the end of 7.5, it's a brand new ball game. The Yankees, 3, and the Red Sox, 3.
Listen to John Dyson.
Our cities are dying from the inside out. The decay that is so visible on the outside of the tenements is invisibly infecting the poor, the untrained, the hopeless who must live in them. Job training must be made to work, to get people off the dole. We must renew our cities and train the poor so that they will have a stake in our society.
We've got a long way to go. Take the first step and elect John Dyson, Congressman.
The preceding paid for by the Citizens for Dyson.
Say, have you noticed something lately about your present brand of beer? You're having a couple of cold glasses, and that second glass just doesn't taste quite as good as the first. Well, maybe it's time you switched to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades, pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. Try it, and you'll agree.
Schaefer is the one beer you have when you're having more than one.
Well, with the Yankees tying it up, Mel Stottlemyre is no longer the pitcher of record. It's now up to Lindy McDaniel. As we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and McDaniel will be pitching to Dalton Jones, Carl Yastrzemski, and Ken Harrelson. Dennis McClain still in for Detroit in the seventh inning, scoreless with the Washington Senators. Detroit now batting in the bottom half of the seventh as Dennis McClain tries to win his 32nd. Here is Dalton Jones, 1-for-3, and a run batted in. He had a big base hit in the fifth inning. Jones, left-hand hitter. Entered the game batting .235. He takes the pitch low, ball one. Wind up on McDaniel, and Jones bunts one toward Clark. He's got it. Underhand flip to Costco in time. Dalton Jones with a drag bunt. Got too much wood on it and was thrown out easily by Horace Clark at second. And now the big man, Carl Yastrzemski. He has walked three times in this game. Scored one run. Yastrzemski started the afternoon hitting .304, and he is still hitting .304. The windup in the pitch to him. Had the plate, but evidently low because it's a ball one, says Mr. O'Donnell. And the 1-0 pitch to him. Get on the ground to Clark. Mars has it on two bounces, makes the throw to first. It's in time, and that's all for Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski, unless we go into a long overtime in this one for tomorrow, has assured himself of being a 300 hitter this year. Here is Ken Harrelson. He's 1-for-3. Unless Yastrzemski comes up more times than you would expect, he can be a 300 hitter. The windup in the first pitch to Harrelson. It's a strike at the knee. And Harrelson has just been, I believe, thrown out of the game. Harrelson saying something to O'Donnell, the plate umpire, and O'Donnell whips the mask off and waves to the dugout. And Eddie Popowski comes down, the third base coach. And Harrelson has been ejected from the ball game. So the second Red Soxer is out. Manager Dick Williams was tossed out earlier by Jim Honachick. And now Harrelson has been ejected by plate umpire Jake O'Donnell. That's all. Now we'll see who comes on to finish Harrelson's turn at bat. Very possibly George Thomas, although we'll wait till somebody comes out. It looks like Thomas at the bat rack. And that's who it's going to be. George Thomas will bat for Harrelson and stay in the outfield. Jake O'Donnell wasting no time as something Ken Harrelson said ejected him quickly from the game. Well, George Thomas will continue Harrelson's turn at bat. He'll step in with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is hitting .222. He's had two hits in nine trips, and one of those two hits was a home run. And it was against the Yankees. He hit it to the opposite field, as I recall, at the stadium. Sliced it off into the right field seat. He's a right-hand batter. McDaniel winds and deals, and he is inside with a pitch to make the count 1-1 on Thomas. Next pitch to him. Swung on and missed, strike two. A ball and two strikes. And the 1-2 delivery, down low. Two balls and two strikes, a tie ball game, 3-3, in the bottom half of the eighth inning. McDaniel shakes off a sign, gets another one. Pumps high, kicks and throws. There's a fly ball out into medium right field. Bill Robinson is under it, puts it away. And the side is retired. Three up, three down. There's nothing across for the Boston Red Sox. And at the end of eight, the score, the Yankees 3 and Boston 3.
The game continues on side 4 after a short delay.
George Thomas is in right field for the Boston Red Sox as we go to the ninth inning, and the Yankees will bring out Pepitone, Gresh, and Robinson. Yankees, 3 runs, 3 hits. The Red Sox, 3 runs, 3 hits. Jim Lomborg, who started, still in there for Boston. Mel Stottlemyre, who started for the Yankees, pitched 6 innings. Stottlemyre, when he left the game, was trailing 3-2, but the Yankees tied it up on a home run by Andy Kosko. So Stottlemyre's final record for the year, 21 wins and 12 defeats. Pepitone has walked twice and grounded out to the first baseman. He looked at a strike call on the first pitch. Delivery. High fly ball out into deep right field. Back goes Thomas, back to the wall. It's when he's going. It is gone. A home run in the seats for Pepitone. Pepitone jumps on the plate with both feet. Slaps hands with Donnie Tresh and Bill Robinson. Gets to the Yankee dugout, and for Pepitone, home run number 15 and his 56th run batted in. Now Tom Tresh, as the Yankees lead 4-3, takes a strike. Tresh bunts at it and misses. But now, Jake O'Donnell says he did not commit himself and calls it a ball one. One ball, one strike. The wind up the pitch to him. High and outside. Makes the count 2-1. So Pepitone and Andy Kosko staying even in home runs as each has hit his 15th of the year in this ballgame. Jim Lomborg kicks and throws, and Tresh takes outside. It's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Sparky Lyle and Lee Sang in the Red Sox bullpen again. The pitch, high fly ball. It's going to be foul when it comes out on the seat off the right field line. Dooley Womack loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Yankees have taken the lead, 4-3. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tommy Tresh. Tresh looking for his first hit in this game. It's another high fly ball. It's going to be foul off the right field side and in the seat. Pitch paid attendance this afternoon of 25,534 here in Boston. Two-two pitch. It is low, ball three. Full count now on Tresh. Payoff pitch coming. Dropped foul over into the Boston dugout. Boston team under the managership right now, Eddie Popowski. 3-2 pitch to Tresh. Swung on and missed. He lost his bat and it sailed all the way to the Boston dugout. Didn't quite go in. So for Jim Lomborg, that will be strikeout number 8. One out, and the batter is Bill Robinson. Pitch to Robinson is low, ball one. Lomborg deals. Robinson bounces a foul over toward the Yankee dugout. Lomborg with a new baseball, backs off on the grass to rub it up. One pitch. Get on the ground to the left of the shortstop. Petruccelli, it's through in the center field. Base hit for Robinson. His second of the game. Robinson is now 2-for-3, and the Yankees collect their fifth hit of the afternoon. Bobby Cox steps in. It's a high fly ball out into right field. Thomas started back. Now comes in a couple of steps. Glove up, puts it away, and there are two outs. So Bobby Cox, first ball hitting, flies to right. And Lindy McDaniel will come on to bat. Bill Robinson hands his eyeglasses to Coach Whitey Ford. Now we're set to go. And the first pitch to McDaniel is taken low and blocked in the dirt by the catcher, Russ Gibson. Lindy McDaniel, as a batter, has been up 12 times without a base hit. 1-0 pitch to him. Swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. One pitch. McDaniel swings and misses strike two. There's some of the younger fans chatting down below. Yankees go home. 1-2 pitch to Lindy. Strike three called and the starter's retired. The eighth strikeout, the ninth strikeout for Jim Lomborg. But the Yankees in the ninth take the lead with one run on two hits. There were no errors and a man left. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, the score, the Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 3.
Say, here's the White Owl girl. Let me ask you something. What do you think about Major League Baseball?
I think they should make every stadium twice as large. Then you can have twice as many people at every game.
But just what's that going to do?
So many fans here are smoking White Owl. And if you had twice as many men here, why, twice as many men would be enjoying White Owl. Look around. Rangers, Invincibles, New Yorkers. Why, they're all over. Just think. Twice as many men enjoying that slow-aged White Owl tobacco. It's mellow to give that mild White Owl taste.
One more thing. Who do you think will be the big winner today?
any man who lights up a white owl. Because you'll discover something. You get a lot more from a white owl than just smoke.
I gotta hear that last line again.
You get a lot more from a white owl than just smoke.
Tomorrow afternoon, a big day for young Stan Bonson and also for Ray Culp. Bonson will be bidding for his 17th win, and Ray Culp also will be going for his 17th win, and even more important for Culp, his fifth consecutive shutout. If he should get the shutout tomorrow, it would tie an all-time American League record for a consecutive shutout. The American League record of five in a row was set way back in 1904 by Doc White, G. Harris White of the Chicago White Sox. And now we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Reggie Smith, Joe Foy, and Rico Petrocelli coming up for the Boston Red Sox. Yankees leading by a 4-3 score. Lindy McDaniel has the sign, the windup, and the pitch to Smith. He takes it low for a ball one. McDaniel takes the sign with both feet on the rubber. Rocks back on the left foot, arms high, the kick and the pitch. It's in there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. One delivery. Low outside, two balls and one strike. Smith is 0-3 in this game. He reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. He's batted in a run, and he's stolen a base. Switch hitter batting left against McDaniel. 2-1 pitch. Foul back on the screen. And the count is even to two balls and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Second strikeout for McDaniel. Lindy came on to start the seventh inning. After Stottlemyre was lifted for a pinch hitter in the top of the seventh. Now he's ready to work to Joe Foy. Foy is 0-3. The pitch to him. Drag is called over the outside corner. McDaniel wigwags to Gibbs, now pumps high, and the pitch is on the way. It's bounced to third. Cox has it. Fair ball. The throw to first. He's out. There are two down. On New York Yankee baseball, let's pause quickly for station identification.
Hi, this is Howard Tupper. The once-a-year excitement of the World Series happens only here on WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady.
Rico Petrocelli steps in with two outs. McDaniel pitches, and Petrocelli takes the ball up high. Petrocelli is 0-3. Red Sox had three hits off Stottlemyre, made him count for three runs. The pitch. Foul back, and the count is 1-1. The Yankees are now leading 4-3. Bottom half of the ninth. If the Yankees win this, they'll be assured of an above 500 finish for the year. And a chance to finish in fifth place. 1-1 delivery. There goes, long drive, but it may be foul. It is over everything but a foul ball. One ball and two strikes on Petrocelli. He cleared wall, screen, and everything with that one, but it was foul. McDaniel heaves a big sigh of relief. Now looks in again to Gibbs. Starts the windup. The 1-2 pitch. Get on the ground to short. Thresh has got it. The throw to first. He's out, and the ball game is over. The Yankees win it. Three up, three down go the Boston Red Sox here in the ninth inning as Lindy McDaniel comes on and retires 9 men in a row.
starting with Gibson, the catcher in the seventh, and winding up with Petrocelli, the shortstop, here in the ninth. And the Yankees have come from behind to win it from the Boston Red Sox by a score of 4-3. And the totals on the ball game for the Yankees, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Boston, 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher is Lindy McDaniel. His record is now 4 wins and 1 loss. The losing pitcher, Jim Lomborg, who loses to the Yankees for the first time this year. Lomborg's record is 6 wins and 10 defeats. Well, the Boston Red Sox scored early in the ball game and led 3-0 at the end of 5. They led 3-0 at the end of 6, and then the Yankees got a pair of runs. 2 walks. A long fly by Tresh in which the runners moved up. A sacrifice fly by Bill Robinson and a double by Bobby Cox produced 2 runs on only 1 hit in the seventh. The Yankees tied the ball game in the 8th inning on a home run by Andy Kosko to the screen in left field, his 15th of the year. And they won the ball game in the 9th inning on a home run by Joe Pepitone. And as a little sidelight story to that, it doesn't mean too much, I know, but I sort of like it. Yesterday, last night, when we came to the ballpark and Ralph House posted his starting lineup, Joe Pepitone took a look at it, and with the left-hander Dick Ellsworth pitching for Boston, Pepitone's name was not down on the lineup. And he didn't say anything, but Ralph House was standing there, and he said, "No, Joe," he said, "you're not playing tonight. I'm saving you to win the final 2 games of the season." It was said in a kidding way, I'm sure, perhaps to make Pepitone feel a little better about not playing last night. But that's exactly what Houck said. I was standing right there by him. Said, "Joe, I'm saving you to win the final 2 games of the year." Well, one of them has been won by Pepitone, and who knows? Tune in tomorrow, fans, and find out. How about that? All right, it's all over. Yankees win it. Once again, the final score was New York 4 and Boston 3.